Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words on the Republican unreality show playing out on TVs across the country. You know, the one where the last person voted off the island wins all the money he can grab from the Koch brothers and the chance to oppose Barack Obama this fall? It's certainly an entertaining production, but a bit confusing. Can't figure out if this primary season should be sponsored by Planners due to all the mixed nuts involved, or by Procter & Gamble because of how deep we're entering soap opera territory. Think about it. A lot of talk, not much action, and the story thread so far. Sexual harassment accusations, money hidden in offshore accounts, extramarital affairs, closeted husbands, open marriages, gaffes and feuds and quarrels, and family discord. I keep waiting for an evil twin to show up. Although you could say that Rick Perry was George Bush's evil twin. Okay, eviler twin. We learned that Newt Gingrich presented his first wife with divorce papers while she was recovering from cervical cancer surgery, and he left his second wife right after she'd been diagnosed with MS. Makes you wonder how sick America has to get before he leaves us alone. Mitt Romney announced that he's not concerned about the very poor. Problem is, people suspect his definition of the very poor consists of anybody who doesn't have two live-in maids. One thing about Mitt, he's definitely throwing a whole upstairs-downstairs spin onto the proceedings, which puts Ron Paul into the kitchen, and Rick Santorum washing one of the Bentleys. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of really good characters, but then again in soap operas, simply because you're dead doesn't mean you can't come back. Maybe at the convention in August, Mike Huckabee will emerge from the shower, and like the eighth season of Dallas, we'll realize his whole last year was nothing but a dream. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.